Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
together we fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh yes, for a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now,
we fall down,
oh,
but we get up. Get
back
we
up.
Fall down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we get up,
yeah,
but we fall down.
Oh my, my, my.
Get up,
we get back up again.
For a
thing
is just
yes, yes. Oh, yes, oh.
Down.
But we can't stay there.
Down.
But we see the righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we fall
stay
down.
Stay down.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down.
We fall down sometimes. But we get back up again.
We fall down.
Yes, we do
we
that. Rise back up again.
For a
savior.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello, beloved, and welcome to the Salt of the Earth. I am your host, Alexandra Cole, and I am joined by my co-host, Pastor Paige and Kendra Cole. So come on in, get comfortable, and get praying and praise. Amen. We want to thank you for joining us today. So let's get to it. My Lord and Savior put this on my heart to pray with and pray for the masses, because this COVID virus is getting us ready for more to come. It's giving us a chance to slow down and get things organized and orderly with the Lord. So this prayer line started as a result of the Holy Spirit telling me this virus is our enemy and we need to be putting on our spiritual armor and getting back to the Bible, the Word. So let's pray together and stay together in the Word of God. Let's stand on His promises and pray our way through this pandemic as one. Lord Jesus, we love you. We adore you. We come before your presence and ask for forgiveness for anything we said or done, not in your will or your way. So we repent and we position ourselves for prayer, breakthrough, blessings, and healing. We come before your presence with the sweet aroma of prayer and ask that you hear and accept these prayers as a sweet offering before you to heal the land. Amen. So at this time, we're going to hear a poem from Kendra Cole.
Thank you, Sister Alexandra. And today's poem is called Trust in Me. But first, giving all glory and honor to my Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for my sins. Third day, when you rose, I rose. Thank you, Father God, for your Son, Jesus Christ. When the storms are raging, then trust in me, child. My world will claim the waves, but they ever so wild. Put your trust in me, child. When the waters roar and foam, and you are adrift at sea, miles and miles from home, don't be afraid. There's no reason to fear, though you may feel alone. I'm always near. I am watching over you. I'm holding your hand, and I will guide you safely to a good, good land. Your little boat won't sink. The waters won't overflow. This storm came your way, so your faith in me might grow. Put your trust in me, child. With me, you are safe. I will give you my strength and the grace to be brave. When the waters roar and foam and you are adrift at sea, keep on hoping, keep on believing. My child, just trust in me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Kendra. And at this time now, we'll have another selection from our musical director. Amen.
Setting my soul on fire.
Rising.
Right God has a good plan for you doesn't mean you won't have trouble like Joseph. Amen. He was a part of God's good plan. He was thrown into a pit by his brothers, sold into slavery, and went to prison in the end. All of that led him to be a ruler and king. So being in God's good plan and alignment with God's plan for your life, even the bad times, set up because it will end with you living forever. Amen. So my brothers, no matter what today may look like, no matter what this moment, amazing. When walking in the Spirit, the place you arrive at will be the place you want to be. Amen. So let's hear what Paul says in Galatians 5:16-23. He says, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The works of the flesh is evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, adultery, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealous, fits of anger, rivalry, drunkenness, orgies, and things like this. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do these such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. So Paul is talking to the believers. He explains how you will know when you are walking in the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fruitfulness, gentleness, self-control. And against such things, there is no law. Amen. So when you begin to let the Spirit of God lead you, he will order your steps through the day. He will lead you to check up on someone. That's called goodness. He may keep you from talking to someone who may be tempting you and you're married. That's called faithfulness. He may lead you to stop drinking or smoking things or overeating things or watching things bad for your mind. That's called self-control. The Spirit is God's compass to guide us on every little thing we do, to take the right path. Amen. God doesn't always often speak to us in a loud voice, but a subtle voice and a soft and faint voice. But the more you listen, the more you stop to think, pray, reflect, and listen, the more you'll hear him, and the louder the voice will be. The more you obey him, the next thing you know, you will be walking in the Spirit. Amen. You will be so ordained in walking in the Spirit. For example, if you went to the club and you end up meeting someone at the club who wanted to sleep with you, if you had been led by the Spirit that day, you wouldn't have ended up at the club in the first place. When we train ourselves to listen to the Spirit, even in the little bitty things, it will be so much easier to avoid the big pitfalls. Paul says in Galatians 5:25, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Amen. Again in Romans 8:14, Paul writes, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Amen. So you see, we have a lot of people who claim to be the children of God, right? who claim to be followers of Christ. But the true children of God train themselves to walk in the Spirit. Now, we read earlier, amen, how Paul said walking in the Spirit. Why is that? Because walking in the Spirit allows us to delight in the Lord. Psalms 37:4 says, delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Why? Because the more you follow the Spirit and seek God, the more you will see your desires change and you start craving what God wants you to crave. And then he meets those desires. And so you end up being fulfilled. And you're most satisfied in God. Amen. So in Psalms 37:5, he says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Amen. So when we trust in the Lord and commit to the Lord, and he will lead your way in walking in the Spirit, he will act. You will see his activity in your life. And when walking in this, or walking our pre-planned destiny, for our lives are planned by our Father in heaven. And when we live up with perfect, and when we line up, I'm sorry, when we line up with perfect alignment with God's path for us in good times, we'll praise him. And even in bad times, we'll praise him. So part of walking in the Spirit is also fleeing from temptation. Do you remember the story about Joseph in the Bible, where Joseph worked for Potiphar, and Potiphar's wife pursued Joseph, and so she continued to speak to Joseph day after day. And she says to Joseph, come to bed with me. And he refused her, and she then lied on him. And he had was thrown into prison. So you see, Joseph did not want to offend God. And so by him being faithful, he was thrown into prison and denied his flesh. He had to deny his flesh. He had to be thrown in prison so that he could meet the Pharaoh to become a ruler in Egypt. So God wants us to be faithful to him. Children of God, let's be faithful to God, because you never know how many people will benefit from our faithfulness. So when we walk in the Spirit, only will we be blessed, but others will be blessed as well. So by any means necessary, flee temptation, flee lust, flee sin, run like Joseph with everything you have, because there is too much on your timeline to lose. Amen. So that's the conclusion of walking in the Spirit part two. Amen. And we just want you to know that it'd be easy, but it is worth the run. It is worth the race, because at the end of the race, you'll receive your crown. Amen. From your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's what we all are doing. We all doing that crown, because that is a crown worth having, and that is a crown worth following him for. And we are holy people, so we don't just follow anything. We follow the word of God. We're here to do his will in his way. No other way. Nothing added into the Bible. No different curves. No add-ons. No takeouts. We follow the word of God and the word of God only. Any other scripture is not from God, and that's something that you do not want to take into your spirit. Amen. So you have to be very careful of the things that you take into your spirit. That's very important, amen, because we have a lot of false doctrine out here now, amen. And one of the things I wanted to bring up was Jeffy now decided that he's going into ministry, so he has came up with his own religion, and it is called Chrislam. That's right, you heard it from me first, Chrislam. It's Christianity and Muslim into one. Now, this man is known for being a comedian and a show talk host. Who would follow this man in this new religion called Chrislam? Amen. So we're going to have a lot of people following this man. This man is a comedian. You can't take anything from him seriously. But if these people decide to follow behind this false religion called Chrislam, they will be lost. And they will be going to a deceitful religion that's not of God. Amen. And so also his hallelujahs, he has changed the hallelujah that we say. He changed it into hallelujah and what was the second part? Asalamalinka. So hallelinka. I think he said it was hallelinka. So I don't know what hallelinka is supposed to mean. I guess it's... Yeah, and Steve Harvey also said there is more than one way to heaven. So, again, we got all these false people popping up all over the place. And we have to be very careful of our spirit and our Harvey because of who he was in the world as being a comedian and a person to make you laugh and on these talk shows and hosting these shows. But he is not a man of God. So for him all of a sudden to turn into a man of God and come up with this religion is just not of God. And we know that any Christian in their right mind wouldn't follow that, just like you would not follow the church of Beyonce. You know, that came from someone out of San Francisco, the church of Beyonce. But again, that's not of God. So we know Beyonce out there shaking a tail feather and everything else. That is not, none of that is of God. So when you follow people like that, these people are into money. They're not listening to the word of God. They don't even know the word of God. For them to even be out there on the forefront like this lets you know that they are false prophets and they are leading you in the wrong direction. So guard your heart, guard your spirit, guard your mind, because that's very important. You're going to need all that in the last days to remember everything that the Lord is going to write in your mind, upon your heart, and that's rooted in you. So you can't get tainted with this stuff that's coming out today. Because this is what the preachers in the church don't tell you. All that stuff is tainted, and those are false prophets. So please, steer clear of these type of new things coming out. They're coming out every day. They're coming out every day. I wanted to share with you some other information that, let me see if I can find it for you right here. I gotta save it. It's a new coming out on the Christian front. Yes. Okay. It's the news coming out on what they're doing to the Christians now in different countries. I wanted to share that with you. I don't see it on our everyday news. So I thought I would save it and so I can get it to you guys so you can see what's going on, like spiritual news in other parts of the world. But it's very important that we stay on top of what's going on. We keep the Bible in one hand and the current event in the other hand. So I want to keep you guys abreast of what's going on outside of our regular news, because we don't get that information. They don't tell us that. So I wanted to keep that in the forefront of us so we can have that to look at as well. But of course, you guys know the things that are happening in the world right now. Here we go. I found it. Okay, so let me read you some of the Christian world news that's going around. Okay, this says, atheists armed with new law to report Bible church sermons for hate speech.
What she said. Oh.
The United Kingdom Christian Institute is warning that the Bible could be criminalized in Scotland if a hate crime bill becomes law. They're saying that a group of atheists in Scotland recently told UK that the Courier that atheists see merit in the proposed Talkhate and Public Order Bill for Scotland. He said it will enable the prosecution of operating hatred. So they're calling the Bible a hatred book. They said you're spreading hate. He says they will fully intend to monitor all holy books, sermons, and place of worship, and the social media accounts for the various religions, and report any hatred to police at the Scotland Yards for a criminal investigation. So you see this right here. This is current. This is 2020. This was at the end of August 2020. So they're saying that the Bible is a hate crime and they will look into it and investigate it while they're trying to pass a law. So we now see how the Bible is coming to life. And they also said Christians told to renounce Jesus or be refused coronavirus aid. Let your God take care of your family. So that's what they're telling them. So if you don't take, if you don't renounce Jesus, you will not be getting a shot. Amen. So let's keep going. Another one. Christians are being told to renounce their faith in Jesus or have their coronavirus aid support for their families taken away. Various reports are highlighting the persecution against Christians in countries across Southeast Asia and Sudan. Open Doors International has reported that the organization has been inundated, meaning overwhelmed with things or people, with reports of Christians telling us that their communities would only give them food if they converted back to their original. So they don't want them accepting Jesus. They will only feed them if they convert back to their original faith. Amen. So can't you see how the Bible is really being fulfilled? Amen. Here's another one. Major power orders Christians renounce God or we'll cut off food and housing. Okay, this is China's communist government is warning elderly Christians that they will lose benefits if they don't stop practicing their faith. The Bitter Winter, the online magazine about religious liberties and human rights in China, reports that the Communist Party is threatening to take away the last means of survival from elderly believers and the government benefits of housing, clothes, care, and funeral expenses. So they are really being treacherous over this. We know now that hasn't reached here yet, but I'm reading all this is 2020. So they're already in swing, taking away food, taking away aid, taking away housing, if you're not renouncing Jesus Christ. And so that will soon be at our doorstep. If it's already started over there, it will not be long before it's over here. It's just a matter of time. Amen. So I just wanted to share some of that news with you from around the world. And when I get it, I will be announcing it online so we can stay current of what's going on, at least to hear it here before it comes, you know, I may have it before it comes over here. So I will be sharing with you whatever I find online about what's happening to the Christians outside of the U.S. But this is already going on. People are being persecuted, denying food, housing. They can't get the shot if they're not renouncing their religion, especially as Christians and renouncing Jesus Christ. So we see it's already in full swing. Amen. So we as Christians, we have to guard our minds, our heart, and our spirit. And we have to stay firm and we have to stay strong. And this is a fight. This is a fight of good and evil. It has already started. We have to stay equipped. And I'm just saying, children of God, we have to stay firm in the word. Amen. And we have to just remember that you can always come here on Thought of the Earth and you will hear something that you have not heard on the news. So here on the Thought of the Earth, it's only one God. Amen. It's only one God, one faith, and one God, one faith, and one baptism. So we want to make sure that everyone knows here that we serve the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, the one that went on the cross. Amen. The one that died for everyone. Amen. So we want to stay current with everything. And we love you. And at this point, I am going to now turn it over to Pastor Paige. Amen. Thank you for listening. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that word. Thank God for that word. Making it known what's getting ready to take, what has already taken place. We can say the Antichrist is now at work. And he that now let it will let until he be taken out of the way. But the spirit of the Antichrist is already here. And all of these things going on, everything in the world is becoming Antichrist. And I didn't say they was becoming anti-God now. I said it was becoming Antichrist. The devil don't have no problem with God. The devil have problem with Christ. And that's what everybody normally thinks, that that the devil have a problem with God. No, he got a problem with the Christ. Because he got defeated by the Christ. He got defeated by the Christ. And so let us recognize that's where the defeat came in. The devil don't have no problem with the name Jehovah. The devil don't have no problem with the name Elohim. The devil don't have no name with. The only problem the devil got is with the name of Jesus, because that's the name that defeated him. And that's the name that is against him. And so let us hold on to the name of Jesus, not renounce our God, because once you renounce our God, you've been taken over by the enemy then. And that's the whole thing, to get you to renounce your Lord. And since she brought all of that out today, we give this time today, because we know people got prayer, you got prayer requests. And we give this opportunity, so if you need prayer requests, or you want to be saved, amen. Amen. There's only one way to God, one way to be saved. And no matter what else everybody else say, it's only one way to God. And Jesus said he was that way, and he said, except you come by him, except. That means there's no other way. And so if you hear something else going on, there's another way to get to God, then you already know there's a lie, because Jesus said there's no other way except you come through him. And I guess that's our problem. We've been finding all these other ways to get to God. And when Jesus said there's only one way, except you come through him, there's no other way. Now, if somebody say there's no other way, I don't know how everybody else can get up and find all these other ways when Jesus said there's only one way. And so we got to realize who's true and who's for real. And so if you today, you're not saved, we give you an opportunity just to get up and say, all you got to do is holler out and say, I want to be saved. That's all you have to do, is just say, I want to be saved. I want to be saved. Amen. You want the Holy Ghost? Just cry out. Say, I want the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just speak out. We don't know who you are, and we're not here to know who you are. We're just here. If you make a confession, that's what you want, then we're going to accept it. And God heard it when you made the request. And when we talk about making the confession, if you just tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be saved. If you don't confess Romans 8 and all that, if you don't go through that, it don't matter. You made a request. You made your request to be made known when you said, Lord, I want to be saved. And that's a request right there. We can get so tied up and caught up in things. It just makes your request to be made known. So if someone got a prayer request today, we want to pray for you. And So who's going to be the first today? Have a prayer request. Amen. Don't y'all shout me down for a prayer request. Amen.
Bless God. This is Elder Prevost. I thank God for being online today. Thank God for that that message. Amen. I know Steve Harvey was trying to start his own religion. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for that word, that enlightening word. And I just thank God for the prayer line today. And I just ask that you continue prayer with prayer for me for everything I'm doing with my entrepreneurship and all that. So just keep me in prayer. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Praise God. Keep him in prayer. And knowing that the world is trying to do their own thing, amen, so they can bring everybody in. So I guess he started that. He can bring the Muslim in, and he can have the Christians in, and he can put them all together, kind of like Farrakhan was trying to say, trying to put them together. But, you know, darkness and light don't go together.
The prayer for the Coe family, for our business. We own a new business adventure for our income since this pandemic has happened. We want to switch over. We got a couple of businesses in mind, so we want the Lord to bless us as soon as possible so we can start retaining income.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Coe business adventure. Amen. They've taken this opportunity. They realize now is a great opportunity for business right now. Everybody think this it might be a bad time for the world, but it's a good time for the saint. This is a great opportunity. If you wanted to start a business, now would be the time. If you started in bad times and make it when the good time, you'll be flourishing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. If there's somebody else, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want to give honor to God just for being able to be on the prayer line. This is Brother Lee from Las Vegas, Nevada. And,
yes, sir.
I'm just truly counting it a blessing. And I just want all the ones to know a word of prayer to pray for the mind, because our mind is, you know, that's where it all starts at, with that devil. And I ain't giving him no credit, but the devil is a liar. And, you know, I was talking to Sister Alexander a couple of days ago, and I was telling about how the devil just try to get you in your mind, because you know there's an idle mind is a devil's playground, and we got to keep it covered under the blood. And I just want all y'all to know where to pray. Just to continue to pray for me and my strength and my mind. You know, you can get lost in that mind, and I don't want to get lost. If I get lost, I want to get lost in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. He wanted to get lost in Jesus. Amen. Amen. Keep Jesus up. Keep Jesus up front. Amen. He's the cornerstone. Amen. The foundation has always been laid. And all we got to do is build on the foundation that's been laid. And if the disciples and apostles, they laid the foundation of, we build on that foundation. But we got to keep Jesus. Got to keep Jesus at the cornerstone. You can't start building, or you can't start the building without Jesus. And let us never let that stone be moved out of the way. And that's what the devil is trying to do. If he can move Jesus out of the way, and then he can tear the house down. But as long as Jesus is in that corner there, there's nothing he can do. Anybody else today? Amen.
I can give a praise report, Pastor.
Go ahead. Go ahead. That's what we're waiting on. We got a little time here. Amen.
I just want to thank the Lord for keeping me safe, keeping all my family safe. My youngest son has fully recovered from COVID. His wife and children
thank
never
you,
got
Jesus.
It. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord has showed me I got a gigantic blessing on the way, and I'm saying glory to God. I never knew that was coming, but
thank you,
Lord. You know.
Thank you, Jesus.
My company's got plenty of work. It's a slow season right now. This time of year, trucking slows down around my part, it seems like. But my company is desperate for drivers, and they really need people. They're using temp drivers and all kind of stuff. this company will give all that to the glory of God. And thank you, Jesus. He put me where he wanted me to be. That's all I
thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's a good thing, amen. When everybody else complaining, the saints are being blessed, amen.
Amen.
That show you that God is looking out for you, and no matter what situation that we're in, God is looking out for you, amen. And so he said he's going to take care of the saints, and we just believe he's going to take care of us. And we got to believe that in this hour. In this last time, in these days, we don't have nothing else we can depend on but believe in God.
Amen.
Amen. Everything that's coming against us, all the devil is trying to do is tear us down, take from us, to destroy us, to remove your faith in God. And so we don't have nothing else to hold on to. You're talking about the food shortage. That's why we got to believe on God, that God will feed us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we got to build our faith in these areas, man, because if we don't build our faith in these areas, when the time comes down, it's either we're going to believe God or take the mark. Is that what I said?
Yes.
It's going to come where we're going to have to believe what the words say, or we're going to take the mark. And many times you're going to say, well, it's my child. I ain't going to do it because I got children. I ain't going to do it because my wife. I ain't going to do it because of my family. But we're going to have to believe God or take the mark. That just, it's coming down to that. It's getting closer than we think. Closer than we think.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to believe God and even to have a job. Well, denounce Jesus, I give you a job. Denounce Jesus. Like I said, you can't get the shot. Well, if that's all they're going to come against me with the shot, shoot, I ain't worried about a thing. If that's what they're going to threaten me with, the shot, they don't have to threaten me with that. Because I'm not running around looking for it myself. So you can threaten me with that all day. Amen. But that's why we got to believe God is a healer. Because if we don't believe that he's a healer, then we're going to bow down to the wiles of the devil. Amen. It's getting time. Amen. Let's pray. Let's all get your mind together. And let us all just pray for these prayers that request that has been made known unto us. Let's pray for the COVID. Amen. That God will have mercy on us in the midst of the COVID. I believe that's what it says in 2 Chronicles 7:13. He said, if I send pestilence among you. And so he sent it. He's not if. He even sent pestilence among us. Then if we humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways and seek him, then he'll heal our land. So we know he's here already. So let us just pray for everybody today. That's all we're going to do. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for the woman of God, Lord, that brought forth a word, O Lord, that we need to walk in the Spirit, Lord, so we won't fulfill the flesh, Lord. We thank you for that word, Lord. May that word resonate in our life, Lord. I give you praise, O Lord, that it resonate in our life. And, Lord, I thank you today for my brother, O Lord. Lord, we pray for his mind right now, Lord, that you would keep his mind, Lord. And you said those that keep their mind stayed upon you, Lord, you will keep them in perfect peace, Lord. Oh, Lord, give him, renew his mind, refresh his mind, O Lord. Refresh the word in his life, O Lord. May the word rise up and take root, Lord, that it might bring change in his life, Lord. I'm asking, Lord, that the word would rise up in him, Lord. And, Lord, may it come against all the wickedness and the wiles of the devil, Lord. May his mind do battle, Lord, against the enemy, Lord, that is trying to plague his mind, Lord. Lord, let the word do battle today, Lord. You sent forth your word to heal us, to save us, and to set us free. Lord, I thank you today, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you put a hedge around us, Lord, from the virus. You said no weapon formed against us would prosper, Lord. You said anything that rise up against us, Lord, we condemn it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you said you would hide us in your pavilion, Lord. And Lord, you said, no evil shall come nigh our dwelling. And I want to thank you, Lord, that no evil come nigh our dwelling, Lord, for you have put a hedge around us. And Lord, thank you for putting a hedge around us today, Lord, to keep us safe and protect us, Lord, because you are the protector of the sheep, Lord. Oh, Lord, when the bear come and the lion come, Lord, Lord, you would rise up, oh, Lord, and save your people, Lord. And I give you praise, Lord. Lord, when you said 1,000 gonna fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but, Lord, you said no evil shall come by my dwelling. And I want to thank you right now, Lord. We speak and say no evil shall come by our dwelling because, Lord, you are my protector, Lord. You are my Savior, Lord. You're the one that died for me, Lord. You're the one that shedded your blood for me, Lord. You're the one that has all power. You're the one that has all glory, Lord. You're the one, oh, Lord, that's far above all principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, Lord. Let us take hold. Let us take hold of your word today, Lord. And we give you praise, oh, Lord, as we take hold of your word today, Lord. You said your word, oh, Lord, is truth. And because your word is truth, oh, Lord, you said your truth will set us free, Lord. And I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for being my refuge and my fortress. My God, in you do I trust, O Lord. Lord, you shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noise of the impressionant, Lord. You said you would cover us with your feathers, Lord. And under your wings shall we trust, Lord. Your truth shall be my shield and my buckle. Oh, Lord, I won't be afraid. I won't be afraid, O Lord. For the terror that fly by night, Lord. Nor for the owl that flies in the daytime, Lord. Lord, nor for the pessimist that's walking in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday, Lord. Lord, 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand. But you said, Lord, none of these things don't come by me. Lord, I thank you today, Lord. You kept us safe. Well, Lord, I know you didn't bring us to it, Lord. And, Lord, if you was going to bring us to it, Lord. And, Lord, when we face it, Lord, you're going to take us through it. I thank you for taking my brothers and sisters, Lord, that contracted the virus, Lord. You took them through, Lord. Oh, you kept them. You kept them. You kept them, Lord, in the midst of the trial. You kept them, Lord, in the midst of the temptation, Lord. I give you praise, oh, Lord. I give you praise, oh, Lord, because I've made you, Lord, my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation, Lord. Lord, thou said no evil befall me. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling, Lord. Oh, Lord, you're going to give your angels charge of me, Lord, and keep me in all of my ways, oh, Lord. I thank you that the angels surrounding us, oh, Lord, and keeping us in all of our ways. I thank you, Lord. Oh, for it is your strength, oh, Lord. It is your army, Lord. It is your armies of heaven, Lord, that's surrounding us to keep us, Lord, from all harm and danger, Lord. For you are my salvation, Lord. And because you are my salvation, Lord, we look to you. We look to you, Lord. We look to you in this hour, Lord. You provide all of our needs, O Lord, according to your riches and glory. Lord, you said you'd never leave us, nor would you forsake us. But, Lord, you'll be with us always to the end of the age. I thank you today, Lord, this afternoon, Lord, as we come with the word of God, O Lord. We are praying right now, Lord, because, Lord, you said, Lord, we were a royal priesthood, Lord. You sent us to offer up sacrifices, Lord, O Lord, for our brothers and our sisters and for the world. And so, Lord, we come and stand in the gap today, and we make up the heads for your people, Lord. And, Lord, you will surround them and keep them safe from all harm or dangers, Lord. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, Lord, may continue to rest, rule, and abide within us, henceforth, now, and forevermore. And all praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you today for this service today, Lord. Amen and amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and forevermore. We give thanks in Jesus' name. Let everybody just say amen.
Amen. Amen. We would like to thank all our guests for coming today online. And we are here to uplift you, encourage you, pray with you, and praise you. you. May each and every one be blessed according to the word of God, John 3:16. If you need prayer, we have Pastor Pager, 817-664-4505. Alexandra Poe at 564-5570. Amen. See you guys next week, next Friday at the same time. God be with you. Lord, cover them in the blood of Jesus. Keep the hedge of protection around all your children. The light.
Thank you. Amen. May y'all be blessed the weekend. May God keep you. We'll see y'all Sunday. Amen. We love y'all with the love of God. Amen. Hey, tell somebody that you love them today. Tell somebody that you love them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Standing at your Red Sea. Continue to say. Because your help is on the way. My God has spoken. I heard him. So let the church say. The church
say,
all we needed was a word from the Lord.